And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. The first one called Three Phases. Three Phases, not Three Phasers, for you Star Trek fans. Three Phases, okay? And then the next one, you ever heard that movie Home Alone? This one's called Him Alone. See, instead of Home Alone, Him Alone. Oh, I like that. That's pretty good. And is it him or is it hymn? I'll let you know. Your own inventory to wellness. What does that mean, Dave? That sounds almost New Agey. Yeah, that's what I support, New Age. Right, yeah, okay. No, it's your own inventory to wellness. It shows you in Scripture what you're supposed to do to kind of pull out some of the bugs that might be in your system to make you know that you're smoothing a little, you're sailing a little smoother, or you're smoothing a little sailor. Wait, that doesn't make sense either. That's a spoonerism. I'm really struggling with that, aren't I? It sounds kind of funny. Anyhow, and today's Facebook post, holy help!
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Nobody should be this excited on a Monday. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about a possible topic we're going to examine. We might do it together. But just remember one thing. It's not professional radio. It's not political radio. It's me on the air for 2 hours because they have nobody dumb enough to sit in here from 2 to 4 to do it except for me. But I like it. That's all that matters. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
Genesis 2:24 says, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother, be united to his wife, and the two become one flesh."
I wonder if you've ever really given that scripture verse some thought. Here's Ted Cunningham on Focus on the Family Minute.
Most of the time we look at that verse as a marriage verse, but the first half of that verse is parenting. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother. In other words, it's the job of a parent to make sure a child leaves home as an adult, not on a journey to become one. That's the most important thing. The biggest mistake I think we make as parents today is we treat our children like children right up until the very moment we expect them to be an adult. And so for me, it's not academics, it's not athletics that raise our children into adults, it's parents. And it doesn't say for this reason a child leaves his mom and dad. It doesn't say for this reason an adolescent leaves his mom and dad. It says an adult.
When you parent with the end in mind, you'll do a better job preparing your child for adulthood. More from Ted today at FamilyMinute.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
There's so much tension, so much pain. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where if you hang out for about 10 more minutes, you're going to learn something you didn't know. Hopefully. This segment brought to you by Steve Wheeler and Whitefields Ministries and his wife, Coral, and the whole gang that is committed to advancing the gospel by taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth. Steve is back in town, safe and sound. And that means that our prayers have been answered, and we appreciate that from the Lord, that the Lord granted him safety. He's going to be coming on board on Friday to talk about his trip, which you already know is going to be super fantastic stuff. And we encourage you to go to whitefields.org and check out the ministry, check out the letters, check out the videos, check out the projects, and see what they got going on. I don't know how recent the update is, but I have a feeling it's pretty recent because he does a lot of posting. I did see the last picture he put up of the airplane as he was departing. Although I have not yet asked him, but we'll probably ask him Friday, why do you always take a picture of the airplane just before you get on board and then put that on the Facebook? Because I can't figure out if he thinks he's going through the Bermuda Triangle and it's going to disappear or something. It's like kind of a weird thing because he always takes a picture of the front of the plane and then here's the plane. Like, yes, it is a plane. Anyhow, we'll have that opportunity to talk with him. You're welcome to call them, 760-846-8610, 760-846-8610, whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. It comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 34, quoting Jesus. Okay. Got that? Encouraging? Yeah, absolutely. Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday. Well, that's who I forgot to put down that I'll be having the interview with, Dr. Robert Jeffress. I knew I spaced something. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. right here on KPRZ. Plus school tuitions, half-price tuitions. We had somebody, had a chance to talk to somebody today. Very nice. Her name is Robin. We're going to try and work something out for her. Again, if you don't see your school on the tuitions that are up there, just send me an email or call the station and leave me a voicemail. We'll do our best. We are working three different schools right now who are not on the list. And you have to hurry because time is getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. Don't forget Experience Israel, Pastor Sean Thornton. We've been telling you because now we're at June 5th. You've got 3 months to make a decision whether you want to go to Israel on a tour that will absolutely change your life. We've had three people come to this studio after they went on a Genesis tour and said, unbelievably different than all the other tours. That's cool. You can go online, kprz.com, get the info on the tour. It is taking place in November, but must be taken care of by August. Okay? All right. Last thing, we're going to do a quick What's Bugging Me. You're not going to like it, but that's why it's called What's Bug. But wait, there's a bug. There's a bug. Okay. All right. Boy, I hit that hard. The thing that vibrated. Here's what's bugging me. Don't get mad about this. For those that are listening for the first time who are considering, well, I'm considering having you on the show as an interview, but here's what's bugging me. I don't mind protests. I don't really have any problem with that. I don't mind people that protest lawfully. I don't mind people that protest with civility. I don't mind people's voices being heard. I don't mind any of that. I think all of that's a part of our country. You know what I don't like? My daughter-in-law comes over with my grandson, right? Now, that all that's good. And she said we were on our way to go to my friend's house. She lives on a boat. Okay, that's good. And while we were on our way, the freeway was shut down because people were protesting. That I mind. That bugs me. Why? Because your right to freedom has now infringed on somebody else's right to freedom, which is the freedom to travel. You want to make your point? Make your point. Get a billboard, do whatever you want. Shutting down traffic, you have become an instigator when you do that versus a person with protest, which is why the majority of the people that look at people that protest who shut streets down, they don't get any sympathy because your freedom to protest has now been an intrusion on somebody else's freedom. Not the right way to do it. That's not the idea. You don't want to buy something. You don't want to go somewhere. Fine. Restricting somebody else, not okay. When I found out that my grandson was stuck in the car for an extra hour, guess who didn't get happy? Me. So you'll hear me talk about that without reservation. And just as a quick point, by the way, this Ecola, this particular bugging me segment brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. You know, they're powerful termite and pest control, but it's gentle as a butterfly. Unlike me, who is a railroading steamroller kind of dude.
Get out of here, you bum.
Thank you very much. EcolaTermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. You want to protest? Protest. You infringe with my rights? That's different. I believe that is actually different. So we have been talking to somebody. There's a protest that's going to be taking place July 2nd. At least they have the courtesy to tell everybody it's going to be happening and that what they're doing way ahead of time, so it's in the press. And we are going to have the organizer probably of the protest on. It is all protests, all anti-Donald Trump. The entire protest is anti-Donald Trump. So I want to have them on to see if there can be an eight-minute civil discourse without the Christian being mad or throwing things and without the protest people being mad and throwing things, just to say, you know, you have a grievance that you want to share. We want to give you the opportunity to share it. We want the opportunity to respond. Can you do that civilly? If they can't do it civilly, they will never be on any of the Salem stations anywhere. It's just their one opportunity to just be normal and just have a discussion. And their position is they want to impeach Donald Trump, and our position will be that we want to have some reason as to why you want to impeach him versus you just don't like him. Because if I could get rid of people that I don't like just by saying the word impeach in some different categories – I hate to say this, but every once in a while it would have to be a delivery person who delivers my pizza, only even though I'm closest to the store, I end up being last on the route because I guess I'm closest to the store, which I think that's an impeachable offense. I have a problem with that. My pizza comes and it's like not only is there not any sizzle, this is pretty good for a hockey puck. See, I don't like that. We're never going to get to this. Have you figured that out? We'll get to this in another second. Here's the thing I do want to say. We really do have this opportunity, and I'm praying about it. Now you're thinking, well, why wouldn't you just have the person on? Because we don't do a ton of politics on the show. We do commentary politics. Probably we do, 10 to 15 minutes every 4 hours? I mean, no more than that. We do a lot more scripture. But I am watching something. The news people have just – I can't even identify news as news anymore. It feels like everything's propaganda at this point, so I don't really have any confidence in it. But I want people to have the opportunity to share their uncomfortableness. There was a big backlash when Christians shared that they were not comfortable with Barack Obama being president. But he was still president, and the idea that they were going to try and impeach him or do something, it was kind of like a weird – seemed kind of like a weird thing. Well, now it's just the same thing going the other direction. So in my mind, it's like, you know, you got a president, he's been sworn in, he's voted for, you know, it's not who has the most runs in the World Series, it's the person that wins the most games, up to four, and it's like, okay, so he's in there, so do we want anything to go forward now, or do we want to just obstruct it? And by the way, if they want to just obstruct it, I will say this, and my wife and I talked about this, the divide in the country is becoming more and more clear. You know how the country's divided? It's becoming more so definable as divided. And if you will remember the words of Jesus, it's not great and complex. You know, a city that's divided against itself, a kingdom that's divided against itself cannot stand. Now, thus far, we've been able to do it, but the divisions haven't been as deep. The worst was, of course, the Civil War, which almost ruined the country. If this country continues on the progression that it's going on and continues to be as divided, we are certainly putting ourselves at risk in sustaining our country at some point. So as a Christian, I'm just praying because I think this nation's a great nation. I want my grandkids to be able to grow up in it. I want my great-grandkids to be able to grow up in it unless the Lord comes back sooner. I think we ought to be praying for some grace in this whole process, because if this is just about your side winning, then we're not doing this for Jesus' side. And I want to do this for Jesus' side. I want to do this for the kingdom. You must, if you think, well, Dave, he's just all Republican. Like, I am a registered independent going on 6 years. It's like, no, I'm just not confident in any one group anymore. And I want to make my own evaluation. I love Russell Schumann on our show, but he is a dedicated Republican. And him and I disagree on certain things. But love each other, we do. We can do that with people that don't see the way we see politically just by, you know, having the right spirit. So we're going to see. We're going to do an experiment maybe later this week and see if we can pull it off and just talk to people who are greatly opposed to the Christian faith and have a dialogue why, and greatly opposed to the current political structure and have a dialogue why. So you can pray for me. If the Lord says don't do it, I'll pull back. But I'm seeking it on it right now. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about three phases since I, you know, blew that one all together. And we'll have a good spiritual review. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
To live forever, we must let Jesus live in us now.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Tim Gustafson. Tim writes, "I went from the horse and buggy to a man walking on the moon," said the elderly man to his granddaughter, who shared the story with me recently. But then he mused, "I never thought it would be so short." Life is short, and many of us turn to Jesus because we want to live forever. That's not bad, but we don't comprehend what eternal life really is. We tend to crave the wrong things. We long for something better, and we think it's just ahead. If only I were out of school. If only I had that job. If only I were married. If only I could retire. If only... And then one day we catch an echo of our grandfather's voice as we wonder where the time has flown. Tim continues, "The truth is, we possess eternal life now. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8:2, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death." Then he said in verse 5, "Those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires." In other words, our desires change when we come to Christ. This naturally gives us what we most desire. Verse 6 says, "The mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace." It's one of life's great lies that we need to be somewhere else, doing something else, with someone else, before we start truly living. When we find our life in Jesus, we exchange regret over life's brevity for the full enjoyment of life with Him, both now and forever. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Get right to the heart of things. First of all, this segment brought to you by Sam Rasul. Our great friend Sam Rasul is going to be back on the air, if not this week, next week. I mean, very soon. And Sam's just doing a great job helping ministries and helping different people, because when he sells a house through this show, he specifically, whether he sells it, he's representing somebody who buys a house or representing somebody who sells a house, he takes 25% of his gross commission and gives it to whatever church or ministry the person wants. And that has proven to be exceedingly effective in the last 3 months, and more specifically in the last 9 or 10 months. It's been going really, really well. And so we encourage you, if you want to do business in real estate with somebody who gets it, who's not like going, oh, gosh, I hope this works. You want somebody who knows what, you know, where it's going, where it's heading. And if a deal has a problem, and many deals do, you want to be able to have somebody in there who knows how to put it back together. That's a really important part. Because you want somebody who knows what, you know, this could happen, these are the things we need to be aware of, and we need to stay on top of it. That's what you want. You want somebody working for you like that. That's the kind of person Sam is. We encourage you to go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com. And as Tugboat Todd and I say, in perfect non-harmony and not even close to pitch, if it's not for you and it's for somebody else, Send him to Sam. There we go. Send him to Sam. I like that. All right, let's get into three phases. What do we have for our musical or sound intro?
3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. Come cut.
What was that? 3, 2, 1, 1, 1.
3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. Come cut.
You don't remember that show, 3, 2, 1, Contact?
Oh, that was a little bit after my time. Was that like a PBS? Or
yeah.
It was a PBS show? It was a little later than me. Not, you know, just a little bit. I'm not going to tell you how much later. That's not important. Let's look at the passage. I was reading this the other day on Saturday. So how long ago is that? That's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So this one I thought was very interesting. Genesis chapter 40, verse 12 through 13 says this. And for those that don't know, I'm in Old Testament, the Genesis 40, 41, 42, 43. New Testament, I'm in Luke 20, 21, 22 area. Here's what it says. Three phases. Genesis chapter 40, verse 12 through 13. Joseph said, this is what it means. And he's giving the dream, by the way, for the baker. And he's giving the dream, by the way, for the wine cup bearer, who were both in prison with him. So he's giving the wine cup bearer the news. This is what it means. The three branches are 3 days, and in 3 days the king will release you, pardon you, and restore you to your position. You will give him his cup as you did before when you were his wine steward. If you'll remember, Joseph had dreams when he was a younger boy before his brothers sold him, and he had a dream about his brothers kind of bowing down to him. It's what dream was. He didn't ask God to give him the dream. God gave him the dream. And so when he ends up in jail, there's these, the baker and the wine cup bearer, and they both have dreams. And Joseph's like, look, God gives the interpretation for dreams, so, you know, what do you got? And so the wine cup bearer said, well, here was my dream. And he gives him the interpretation and tells him he's going to be freed, and gives him three phases. You're going to like this. Because these three phases are workable for you and for me. Maybe I can say that differently, although I'm not sure how. He said, first, the king is going to release you. Second, he's going to pardon you. And third, he's going to restore you. He's going to release you, he's going to pardon you, and he's going to restore you. Don't you think about that? He's going to release you. Well, first thing he's got to be released from is prison. Right? Because he's in prison. And he's got to get out of that jail capacity. And for those of you out there that are struggling with certain sins or certain situations or certain doubts and you just don't know how it's going to go, it's like a prison. There are too many people. I don't know if you've ever read, you know, some of Merlin Carruthers' books when he talks about, you know, the, being a prisoner to your circumstance. Really, he strong emphasis on giving thanks. Not the greatest theologian, but really encouraging points he used to make in regards to understanding that circumstances can create bondages for people. That's just straightforward truth. You know, sometimes we get into a circumstance, a situation, even a job or a career that we've gone and a time that we're in there can become very bondage-like, very much like you're in prison. And I think anybody who's listening to me right now is going, oh, yeah, because you understand that. And that circumstance becomes a bondage. It becomes a prison. It becomes a cell. And so the first thing he says is you're going to get released from this prison. And I like this because this is the part that kind of gives me hope. You're not just going to get released from prison, because that would be a good thing, but you're also going to be pardoned. So you're going to get out of jail and your debt is going to be alleviated. It's going to be removed. It's going to be not just reduced, eliminated. So you might be in jail to your circumstance and you might think that circumstance is greater than God, but you're wrong. And God's going to get you out of that circumstance if you continue to pursue him and make his kingdom first. Seek him and his righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. If you keep pursuing God, if you love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, love your neighbors, love yourself, and you make sure that he is your shepherd and he is your strength and he is your deliverance and he is your portion in life, you'll get out of that prison, because no circumstance will be more powerful than your relationship with God. And that's the ticket. That your circumstance is not greater than God, and your relationship with God is certainly much more powerful than the current situation you're in. Your relationship with God has an eternal timer in it. Does your circumstance have an eternal timer? So just from a longevity point of view, this is not really an argument. We've moved on. And then you're going to find this other thing. It's this pardon from sins, which is, you know, when you have a sin is a moral debt to God. And what you're going to get from God is this pardon, this freedom. When you were forgiven and you knew as a Christian you were forgiven, you know what you so many people do? They know it. Now, some people react differently, but there's a great deal of people who walk lighter because the Lord's like forgiven them. And they're like, wow, I feel like a new person.
Exactly. That's that whole born again thing.
Exactly. And not only will God in his greatness and in his kindness release you from the circumstances, from the prison of those circumstances, and pardon you from the debt of those sins, he will restore you. And that's what Joseph said to this guy. The king's going to release you, pardon you, and restore you. Does that mean you're going to have a big fat bank account? No, because that's not what restoration is. Restoration is the finest moment you've ever had in Christ, having it again. That, my friends, is real restoration. Not a dollar, not a big house, not a nice car, not any of those tangible, ridiculous, non-eternal things, but the best you've ever had it in God, having that again. Now that's restoration. That's getting back to the best place possible. To be released, to be pardoned, and to be restored. Because God is committed to you, we should be committed to him, that he might be our portion and our life during this journey. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere. God said he'd never leave me, but he gets so lonely. The only sound is my own breath.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-858-858.
858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
With all the negative media attention on police officers of late, both real and imagined, it's nice to hear about police officers that are using their position for good. We have one such story today. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. A perfect example of some honorable officers comes from the city of Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. One night in 2016, an elderly man made a phone call to the police department with a very unique request. Expecting to hear that he was in danger or hurt, the officers were shocked to hear that the 79-year-old man had not eaten in 2 days. When officers arrived, they found out that the elderly man's previous caretaker had stolen his debit card, leaving him with no money to purchase food. Sadly, stories like this are all too common. The National Council on Aging reports that approximately 1 in 10 Americans, age 60 and over, have experienced some form of elder abuse. Some estimates suggest that as many as 5 million elders are abused every year. These officers were intent on correcting this example of abuse. Knowing that they could not just buy this man one meal, Mount Pleasant police officers Gray, Odom, Runyon, and Bolton went to the store to purchase food for him with money out of their own pockets. In total, they spent $160 and were able to stock his pantry with a month's worth of food. And by the way, the officers also caught up with the woman who stole the debit card. More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to health care, based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses. And it's half the cost of insurance. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Don't want to live by the ways of man. I want to find it the best way that I can.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Probably should tell you this. You can reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Also, the different events, different things we got going on KPRZ.com. I did notice something, and I will be very careful how I say this. I noticed that my shirt is really puffy. So I'm thinking, at first I thought, well, maybe I am starting to lose weight. And then I realized that we had that pizza at 7:30 at night on Saturday. And then I realized, I've just expanded it out with my body mass, and it's just sitting draped over me like, like a robe.
Well, I had all my calorie intake in one day on Friday night at the San Diego Fair.
Yeah, how'd that go? How was the fair?
It was good. You know, it's weird calling it the San Diego Fair. It's always been the Del Mar Fair to me, but it was a great time. Tried some of those new things, the deep-fried peanut butter meatball. It was interesting. I'll just leave it at that. It was interesting. And the deep-fried lemonade was also interesting. But one of my favorites was the bacon-wrapped Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I can't do that, and I have no respect for you for doing that, but I do appreciate that you did do that. Why is it the San Diego Fair and not the Del Mar Fair anymore? Is there a
particular... just changed it, I think, about 3 years ago just to make, you know, San Diego's a little bit more well-known.
Okay, so they weren't shooting for political correctness, though.
No.
Okay. Yeah, San Diego's leaning a little too political correct of late. You know, just like a San Francisco wannabe.
No, really. And, you know, traditionally we're pretty conservative or military town, but there's a lot of politically correctness that goes on.
There's a lot of stuff going on there. That's true. Well, as long as you had a good time at the fair and you think everybody should go and behave themselves, but go and enjoy it, we would really encourage that. Make sure that you know, if you're going to do a big calorie intake, maybe get an extra time at the gym or maybe skip a meal before you go or just eat a little lighter for a couple of meals and have a great time. That's what we encourage you to do.
They do have healthy options, too. There was turkey leg and corn, like grilled corn.
Okay.
And the corn, and it's in a cup, so
but
it does the work for you.
I don't think of going to the fair and thinking, I'm going to take my Fitbit. I'm going to the fair.
We did walk 5 miles during the fair.
I'm not thinking taking my Fitbit when I'm going to the fair. I'm thinking funnel cake. I mean, I'm thinking this is the one place.
It's just like, saying there is options.
Okay. All right. If you're like that, folks, don't go eat a carrot. Stay home. Hang out with a bunny or something. All right. Here we go. This is called Your Own Inventory to Wellness. I know I'm going to have to explain this, but let's have a sound go with it, and then I'll explain it.
Guidance.
Guidance, go.
Procedures.
Go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
GNC.
Go flight.
Go. Go. Your Own Inventory to Wellness. Watch what we do with this. You know this passage, but I want to bring something to your attention. And for those of you that are listening out there and you're not in your car. So if you're in your car, don't do anything. Just drive. Okay? Pay attention to the road. Don't use the cell phone. Next, for those that are in an office and you're listening by any chance and you have a chance to write one or two of these things down, I think it'd be worthwhile. Here's what it says in Genesis 40, verse 14. Please, Joseph again talking to, the same guy, the same cupbearer. Remember the guy we just did the dream on? He's talking to the same guy. It's the next verse. And he goes, please remember me when everything is going well for you. And please be kind enough to mention me to the king and to help me get out of this prison. So Joseph interprets the dream for the cupbearer, tells him what's going to happen. Of course, you get the interpretation for the baker, and that interpretation didn't come off as good because he was told him in 3 days, you're going to die. So, but with the cupbearer, he's like, look, do me a favor. When everything is going well for you, because obviously it wasn't going well there in prison, please be kind enough to mention me to the king and help me get out of this prison. So you know what he's saying? Hey, please remember me, right? Just remember me when you've got things going the right way. When everything is going swell, when things are going terrific, don't forget me. Now, why that's important is because of you and me and people that God has used in our lives that have helped us in the journey get a little further. Whether it's a pastor or a friend, a spouse, a sibling, whatever, there is a requirement of Scripture for us to make sure to take the time to let that person be acknowledged that they helped you to get to a place of being well. I can tell you now, when I was out of ministry, there was this young lady named Darla who builds these little houses. And I remember I met her. We were doing a business transaction, and we talked, and she asked me about church, and I started to tell her a little about my past, and she was mostly responsible for getting me back into a Bible study after my second big church blowout. And it was like, without God using her, it might have been longer. It might have been harder for me to get there. And she deserves the acknowledgement and the encouragement. And we went on from there and planted a church. The radio ministry came out of all of that. All of that stuff. She was a person who was a part of that inventory list who was a blessing. Not significant in the sense of money or anything else. Just praying and caring and sharing. And that notion for us to acknowledge people that have brought us there, that's significant. There's another woman, I'll acknowledge her as well. Her name was Mary Beth. Oh, it was amazing what happened with this woman. Now, this is a money thing. It's really bizarre. I'm not going to get into dollars or anything like that. But we went to a Bible study at a church when we moved to a city. Actually, it was in San Clemente. We went to this Bible study, and we were in trouble. We were in big dollar trouble, and we were going to get tossed. So we walk into Bible study. And as we're walking out, this lady, Mary Beth, gives me a note. I'm not kidding you. And she said, I feel like the Lord's told me to help you, that you have an issue, and I can help you financially because the Lord just blessed me. So we got in touch with her and told her what it is, and she helped us. And you're just sitting there going, how did that happen? And I remember talking to her about 3 years ago, telling her from that point to the point now, you know, the book and the degree and the show and everything. And she was instrumental. And then the Lord has blessed her in a tremendous ways. And so we were just sharing and fellowshipping with one another. It's important to take the time to tell people who have helped you along the journey to remember them. So you have this particular guy who's who got a real blessing from Joseph. Verse 23 of this chapter says, the wine steward never gave Joseph another thought. He forgot all about him. It wasn't till 2 years later that he remembered about Joseph. And you see, we don't want to do that. You and I don't want to do that. We want to remember the people that the Lord has used to bless us along this journey and to pray that the Lord would bless them. And if you can't reach out and talk to them, I'll tell you what you can do. You can pray for them. You can ask God to bless them. You can ask God to encourage them. You think about this from a scriptural point of view. Listen to this in Esther. I want to just make sure you understand. This is what it says. This is in Esther 6, 1 through 3. The same night the king could not get to sleep, so he had the official records of the empire brought and read to him. And they read the account of how Mordecai had uncovered a plot to assassinate the king. The king asked, have we ever honored or rewarded Mordecai for this? His servants answered, nothing has ever been done for him. And that was wrong, so the king then honored Mordecai. Why? Because Mordecai was involved in saving the king's life, and nobody gave him any acknowledgement. You have people in your life that have helped you move from point A to point B to get through something serious, tough times, serious moments. You've had people step in. You might not even realize that that as much as they've done, but they've come in and they've stepped in as best as you can. Do not be short in acknowledging the people that God has brought into your lives to bless you, to guide you, to help you, to direct you. And if things are going swell and things are going well, you have an obligation to let them know that that impact takes place. It's a blessing for them. See, that's real Christian engagement. Maybe you hardly ever talk to the person. It's not going to kill you to shoot them an email. Make a quick phone call. Send them a text. Appreciate you. You really helped me. And that's such a blessing to receive and to hear. We get that from the show a lot. It's a blessing. It's not an ego feed. It lets you know it's worth the warfare. It's worth the fight. So if you have somebody in your life that's blessed you and been a blessing to you, let them know. Tell them. Don't forget them. Don't forget all about them. Love on them, too. They could use it as well. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Take a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
When I was younger, so much younger than today.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
For sheer hilarity and over-the-top excessiveness, it's hard to beat the headline in yesterday's Washington Post lead editorial, Mr. Trump Betrays the Planet. The secular progressives have gone nuts that their religion of climate change has been rejected by the president, who announced Thursday America's withdrawal from the unenforceable Paris Accords. The central argument in favor of climate change has always been that a scientific consensus supports it. But as Reason magazine has noted, there's been numerous cases when a consensus among scientists proved to be wrong. Remember acid rain? It was going to destroy vast swaths of forests and lakes in the eastern U.S. and was a threat to our health. After 10 years and $500 million studying the issue, a 1992 article in Reason concluded, quote, acid rain was not damaging forests, did not hurt crops, and caused no measurable health problems. There are many more examples. Climate change is a hoax, and secular progressives want us to buy it. The president isn't. Good for him. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
What are the silver bullet issues in your home?
This is Real Family Life with Dennis Rainey on Monday, June 5th. Listen as a woman and her mom remember a time when discipline was needed in their home.
My mom told me not to have any Doritos before dinner, and
I opened the bag and I ate a Dorito.
You didn't get a spanking or anything, did you?
If I didn't, I deserved it.
In your home, how do you decide what's worth disciplining your children for and what isn't? I wouldn't discipline a child for mistakes such as spilling milk or tracking in mud. These aren't willful acts of disobedience. They're just a natural part of being a child. As parents, we need to pick our issues that we discipline our children for very carefully. There can't be 100 of them, but there are some silver bullet issues, you know, those actions that must not be tolerated. In our home, these would include lying, disrespect, and direct disobedience. One final thought. What are the silver bullet issues in your home? Why don't you consider spending some time with your spouse and hammer out a plan for disciplining your children? Choosing the important issues in advance will help you be consistent as you teach your children to respect boundaries. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Please do not forget that you can reach us, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Also, Facebook, although I don't know why you do it, but you can. You're always welcome to send me a picture. By the way, I do want to say this. If you... You know, you might have heard me talking earlier about me bringing on somebody who's really in a completely different position politically. I'm going to go out on a limb and say a completely different position than I'm in from a faith point of view, but wanting to have some kind of civil discourse. If you have a thought about that and want to communicate that, I'd love you to do that through email and or through Facebook. Just your feedback. Nothing, you know, it doesn't mean we're going to do it, not do it. I mean, I'm not making any kind of pledge like that. But if you were like, hey, in my thought process, you know, we would rather not have it, all right, we would have it, da da da. I'm interested to see what kind of thought process the audience might have about just having a civil discussion with somebody that doesn't see the same faith, doesn't see the same politically. Can you have a conversation without people looking totally goofy weird? That's all I want to know. So I'm interested in people's feedback on that if you get the opportunity. We have our Facebook post, which we're going to do right now, which has a title called Holy Help. Holy Help. What do we got?
We have the Holy Hand Grenade.
Yes, of course. The Holy Hand Grenade of Antioch. Bring up the Holy Hand Grenade.
Yes, O Domine.
That's the Holy Hand Grenade. For those that remember, that was such a funny movie. That's blasphemy. The Holy Hand Grenade is blasphemy. No SpaghettiOs for you. That's all I got. Here we go. Psalm chapter 121, verses 1 through 2 say this. I lift up my eyes to the hill. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I've done this one before, but I needed to hear it. Have you ever done something or you shared something, and then sometimes you need to hear it a second time and a third time and a fourth time? Well, I needed this because I love the way it breaks down. I lift up my eyes to the hills, which has to do with having the vision, having the knowledge to know where to look. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? I've got my vision, my focus lasered to where my help comes from. Does my help come from the entertainment industry? No. Does it come from food? It feels like that sometimes, but no, not really. Does it come from, you know, a great sporting event? No. Does it come from the news? No. Does it come from people? It can, but not to the same level that it can come from God himself. And when we've got our vision fixed on the hills from whence our help comes from, that our help comes from the Lord, when we've got our sights fixed on God, We can get through so many things with so much less trouble. I got a message for you. You're going to get through every single thing in your life until you die. But you can get through those things harder or easier. That part's up to you. Because the Lord has made a commitment to help you and I. And the psalmist says, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. I don't think science is evil. I don't think science has the answers for all of life. I don't think thought processes and patterns and different ideas are horrid. I just don't think that they contain peace, which will bring me the peace of mind I need. I need that peace of mind from the creator of my mind, and that's the Lord. I need that peace in my heart from the creator of my heart, because that's the Lord. And we go searching for peace and searching for answers and solutions in different things, in different people, in different ways, in different experiences all the time, and every one of them falls short. But that peace that passes understanding, that eclipses our hearts and our minds, that's what keeps us. That's where our help is from. He's the maker of heaven and earth. How'd he do? He did pretty good making the universe, didn't he? Pretty good material. Not that we didn't ruin a lot of it. That's not what I'm not even getting into that. He's just so good when he creates. And we can rely and count on him and recognize that our help comes from him. And him being the creator, he is the place for the answer. And what we'll do is we'll try and get a different solution or a different answer. We'll try this, and then we'll try this. You know what people do all the time? They try to add something into their lives because they think, if I add this one thing, then this then will make my life great. What are you going to add? We're going to do scrapping, book scrapping. We're going to do yoga. We're going to do dancing. We're going to do wine tasting. And all those things fall short. We're going to totally engross ourselves an entire year of sports and follow one team. We're going to go through Broadway. We're going to go to theaters. We're going to do all of these things that will bring us all this happiness. Not going to work. There's no lasting happiness anywhere except where happiness lasts, and that's in the Lord. He is the place of joy, the place of grace, the place of mercy, the place of peace. And all those other things that we look to, we try them. Come on, you try them. You try. You think, oh, if I do this, and it's like, no. Connect to God through Jesus Christ with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit and find the best place possible. You'll never have the fullness of heaven here on earth, but you might as well get as much as you can. And that is only in him. Period. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. That's where we need to go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. You're going to hear Marty. Don't go anywhere.
This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.